In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we are almost there. It is tomorrow when it's the birthday of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. And most especially, we should prepare ourselves to Christmas by having a pure soul, a soul which is open to receive him as a king, and also a soul which is ready and willing to show pleasant things and charity and forgiveness to everybody around us. After all, God himself will be born to become our Redeemer to us who are in a very grave need of having our sins remitted. I'll tell you a little story which shows very clearly how we should always prepare our homes prepare our souls rather, that Jesus can make his home there. There was once far away in Europe a lady whose name was Lady Goodwill, and she had just a little cottage home in a small village, but it was a sweet and a happy home. It happened then one day that the people of that place all expected the great king to pass through the village on a certain very peculiar night, and everyone was on the lookout of this great king. When the wonderful night finally came, Lady Goodwill also had her home ready, as if expecting for king for her guest. The lamp was lighted and the food was ready and the bed was all prepared. And while she was waiting, someone came to the door and her heart beat fast, for she thought that now perhaps the king had come to rest in her humble home. So Lady Goodwill opened the door quickly, but she was greatly disappointed, for there at the door stood a poor, tired, cold woodman with his wife and his little shivering boy. They asked to be taken in and kept during the night, but Lady Goodwill said, "Oh, not tonight. I am expecting a friend tonight." But the woodman, with a look of sadness, said, "That is what all they say. No one will let us stay tonight. Everyone is expecting a guest tonight." Lady Goodwill was about to turn away when she saw the face of the little child lifted to hers. It was the most beautiful face she had ever seen, and her heart softened at the very sight. So the next moment, the three cold and weary travelers were in her quiet, warm room, and the little child was lying in the bed that she had been made for the king. Then Lady Goodwill, having made them comfortable, went outside into the streets. She was indeed greatly disappointed. She had had a dream that the king might be her quest to her guest that night, and now it could never, never happen. But if she could not have the king in her own home, she could at least go out to meet him. And so with the lamp in her hand, she went out, and there in the streets, she met the shepherds and some wise men searching for the king, and the Christmas star was leading them through the streets, and a crowd of people were anxiously following them. So Lady Goodwill went with the crowd, and the star led them from street to street and from house to house, until at last it led them back to the door of Lady Goodwill's own cottage. "Not here, not here," cried Lady Goodwill. "It cannot be here. This is my own little humble home." But the wise man and the shepherd said that it must be that the king was in that home, for the star stood low above the cottage. Lady Goodwill opened the door, and what a sight met her eyes. The little house was all ablaze with light, for there in her own home was the Holy Family, and on the snow-white bed lay the infant king. She fell at his feet and worshipped and wondered. How happy she was! What a great Christmas gift Lady Goodwill received for her charity and kindness. Dear faithful, when the Christmas is finally here, let us make the very important last-minute preparations it is not so much of decoration or cooking or making sure we have all the presents. Let us receive the King of Kings, Jesus, into our soul. No matter how clean our house, or no matter how great food and lots of ornaments we have in our homes, the one thing which truly matters is that we have pure soul. So always, not just during Christmas time, but all the time, the same love and charity to other people which Christ in his mercy has shown to the whole world. After all, in the midst of the sorrows of this world, we never know what Christmas might be our very last one. But if we keep our souls clean from one Christmas to another, then our dear Lord will redeem us. He will truly be our King and Redeemer, so that the final expectation of heaven will one day also end, when we, by his dear mercy, will be raised to everlasting glory, where there will be no more any danger of the sorrows or of the darkness and cold. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.